Morning. That's a beautiful morning. Not just out there, but in here as well, as we've started off this morning. The subject this morning is resolving conflict. Now, someone might say to me, well, David, I've never had a conflict in my life. I'd have to say, well, which cave were you hiding in from the day you were born? Unfortunately, we're all human. And wherever humans are and get together, there will be conflict. That's the way it is, unfortunately. We have nations in conflict. We have governments, particularly our own, in conflict. We have families in conflict. We have communities in conflict. We have individuals in conflict. So how do we deal with conflict? There's various ways we can deal with conflict. Some people run away from conflict. Some people pretend they're ostriches and bury their head in the sand and think, if I ignore it, it's not happening. Some people grit their teeth and hit it head on to deal with it. There are some strange people who actually thrive on conflict and really they relish it. Unfortunately, we have a man in White House who seems to be of that person. But there's various different ways to deal with conflict. But is there a better way than those? Is there a better way than those to deal with conflict? We're going to turn to Genesis 13 and continue our journey with Abraham. We're going to read verses 1 to 18. Genesis 13, 1 to 18. And it says this. So Abraham left Egypt and travelled north into the Negev, along with his wife and Lot and all that they owned. Abraham was very rich in livestock, silver and gold. From the Negev, they continued travelling by stages towards Bethel. And they pitched their tents between Bethel and Ai, where they had camped before. This was the same place where Abraham had built the altar, and there he worshipped the Lord again. Lot, who was travelling with Abraham, had also become very wealthy with flocks and sheep and goats, herds of cattle and many tents. But the land could not support both Abraham and Lot, with all their flocks and herds living so close together. So disputes broke out among the herdsmen of Abraham and Lot. At that time, Canaanites and Perizzites were also living in the land. Finally, Abraham said to Lot, "Let's not allow this conflict to come between us or our herdsmen. After all, we are close relatives. The whole countryside is open to you. Take your choice of any section of the land you want, and we will separate. If you want the land to the left, then I'll take the land on the right. If you prefer the land on the right, then I'll go to the left." Lot took a long look at the fertile plains of the Jordan Valley in the direction of the Zoar. The whole area was well watered everywhere, like the garden of the Lord or the beautiful land of Egypt. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot chose for himself the whole Jordan Valley to the east of them. He went there with his flocks and servants and parted company with his uncle Abraham. So Abraham settled in the land of Canaan, and Lot moved his tent to a place near Sodom and settled among the settled cities of the plain. But the people of this area were extremely wicked and constantly sinned against the Lord. After Lot had gone, the Lord said to Abraham, "Look as far as you can see in every direction, north and south, east and west. I am giving all this land, as far as you can see, to you and your descendants as a permanent possession. And I will give you so many descendants like the dust of the earth, they cannot be counted. Go and walk through the land in every direction, for I am giving it to you." So Abraham moved his tent to Hebron and settled near the oak grove belonging to Mamre. And there he built another altar to the Lord. So I want to deal with it in different ways, in different steps. as we go through. First of all, if we're going to resolve any conflict, the first step we have to make sure is we have to make sure that we are right ourselves with God. It's no good trying to resolve something if the relationship with us and God is not good, because it is going to fail. And Abraham had to learn this for himself. He'd just come out of Egypt. It hadn't been a great episode in his life, really. And he needed to deal with a few things. In Egypt, we never read that Abraham worshipped God. We never read that. And because of his actions, in reality, he wasn't a fit state to worship God. And before he could go forward, he had to go back. And it took him in stages. If you remember, we read, and he continued travelling by stages toward Bethel until he came back to Bethel, where he originally built an altar. And then we read, then Abraham was able to worship God again. It's no different for me and you. If there is a breakdown in our relationship with God, it needs to be dealt with before we can move forward. We can't go forward with that still hanging over us. And we need to go back to deal with that. And that is never, ever easy thing to do. Because in reality, it's not God's fault. God isn't the wrong one. So we have to accept and admit that it is our fault for that breakdown. And we are wrong. And sometimes that takes stages to do that. It doesn't happen overnight. But it has to happen for us to go forward, for us to have that healed relationship with God. Because without that healed relationship with God, any conflict that we try and resolve will fail and be worse. So the first step we need to think of when resolving conflict is to make sure things are right between us and God. It has to be that way. Secondly, when we're looking at conflict, we need to recognise the issue. If we read from verses 5 and 7, it says this: Lot, who was travelling with Abraham, had also become very wealthy with flocks and sheep and goats, herds and cattle, and many tents. But the land could not support both Abraham and Lot, with all their flocks and herds living so close together. So disputes broke out between the herdsmen of Abraham and Lot. At the time, Canaanites and Perizzites were also living in the land. That was the issue. The problem is, when it comes to resolving conflict, sometimes we're guilty of personalising the conflict. It is never, the issue is never the person. The issue is the problem, not the person. But sometimes we do personalise conflict and put a face on it. It's his wrong. It's her fault. It's their problem. And they forget the issue and concentrate on the person. We need to, when we're dealing with resolving conflict, recognise the issue and not personalise it, because we won't get very far if the issue becomes the person and we miss the problem. That's the second step. Make sure you're right with God and recognise the issue. The third step is to make the first move. That's always easy, isn't it? Making the first move when it comes to conflict. Read this in verse 8. Finally, Abraham said to Lot, "Let's not allow this conflict to come between us or our herdsmen. After all, we are close relatives." If we are waiting for the other party to make the first move, it won't happen. We need to be prepared to make the first move. And Abraham did that. I wonder what would have happened if Abraham hadn't made that first move. How big the conflict would have got before they had to come together and try and deal with it. But Abraham was prepared to make the first move. And as I say, that's never, ever easy. Next step is don't stand on perceived rights. What do I mean by that? Let's read verse 9. The whole countryside is open to you. Take your choice of any section on the land you want, and we will separate. If you want to go to the land to the right, I'll take the left, and so forth. Abraham could have said, now look, come here, I need to talk to you. I'm the special one here in this relationship. God chose me, God chose me out, and God's directed me. So I get first choice. Abraham could have said, look, Lot, you're a kid, really. I'm the older one in this relationship. I deserve first choice. It's my right. It could have gone horribly wrong at that stage if that was the step that Abraham would have taken, wouldn't it? But he didn't. And sometimes taking up our rights means the matter is not resolved. So we can't stand on our perceived rights if we really want to resolve a conflict. Abraham didn't. He could have done, but he didn't. And the next step. And this is a really important one. Resolving is not about winning. Resolving is not about winning. Let's read verses 10 to 13. Lot took a long look at the fertile plains of Jordan Valley in the direction of Zoar. The whole area was well watered everywhere, like the garden of the Lord or the beautiful land of Egypt. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot chose for himself the whole Jordan Valley to the east of them. He went there with his flocks and servants and parted company with his uncle Abraham. So Abraham settled in the land of Canaan, and Lot moved his tents to a place near Sodom and Gomorrah and settled among the cities of the plain. But the people of this area were extremely wicked and constantly sinned against the Lord. Humanly speaking, if you looked at the land, who won in that resolution, in that conflict? Lot did. He had this wonderful plain. It was well watered. There were cities nearby for a bit of company. He had it all. But let's follow Lot for a minute. He camped on those in that valley. Then we read he camped near Sodom. Later on, we read, he's living in Sodom. Next, we read, he's at the gate of Sodom. That means he's one of the leaders in that city. Did he do well out of that decision he made? No. Ultimately, it cost him nearly his whole family. It cost him his wife. But on looking at it initially, you would have thought, Lot had done really well for himself out of that. He got the best of it. And Abraham was left with what was left. But who won? Problem is, if you look at the resolution, if you're trying to resolve a conflict and you go into it wanted to win, you're guaranteed to lose. Abraham took the position where he wanted to resolve the conflict and would do it at any cost. The cost of a beautiful place to water his flocks? Absolutely. But it all went badly wrong for Lot. And if we go into trying to resolve a conflict, we need to see things from God's point of view. Because, funny enough, choosing that valley was the worst possible thing Lot could have done. So far, Abraham has put things right with him and God. He's worked his stages through. He's recognised the issue. He's made the first move. He didn't stand on his perceived rights. He went in not planning to win, but to resolve. And you know what? God honoured that. God honoured that choice and that decision completely. Look at this. Verse 18 says this. Verse 14 to 18. After Lot had gone, the Lord said to Abraham, "Look as far as you can see in every direction, north and south, east and west. I'm giving all this land as far as you can see to you and your descendants as a permanent possession. And I will give you so many descendants that like the dust of the earth, they cannot be counted. Go and walk through the land in every direction, for I'm giving it to you." So Abraham moved his camp to Hebron and settled near the oak grove belonging to Mamre. There he built another altar to the Lord. Lot was stuck with a valley. Abraham got the whole land. Lot was stuck with a valley that was completely destroyed in God's judgment. Abraham, wherever he walked, God was going to give it to him. Did he make that decision based on the fact that God was going to sort it all out in the end? I don't think so. He made his choice to resolve that conflict based on doing what God wanted him to do. And as a result of that, God honoured him because of the way he dealt with that. And whenever conflict arises, and it will, because we are humans, we need to take those steps. We need to make sure that we are right with God before we go further. We need to recognise the issue rather than personalise it. Concentrate on the issue. We don't need to look for our rights or the chance of winning. We need to let things God's way and look at things in God's way. And as we look at this resolving conflict, as I was thinking about it, praying about what to speak about this morning, it came to me, the ultimate conflict resolution wasn't between man and man, it's between God and man. And God didn't call Abraham to do anything he hadn't been prepared to do himself. Romans 5 says this. We're going to read from verse 6 down to verse 11. It says this. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his Son while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his Son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God. Abraham was called the friend of God. And God has made it possible for every single one of us to be called his friends. He resolved the conflict. He wasn't at fault. We are. and yet he made the first move. Christ didn't stand on his rights, if we read in Philippians 2 that we've been going through in the last few months. It talks about the steps that Christ took. He didn't cling to his Godship. He became a servant. He became a human. He died on the cross. He made the first step. While we were still powerless, while we were still helpless, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He did that to resolve the conflict that every single one of us have. Didn't have to. Didn't need to. He wanted to. That relationship might be healed, restored, be what it should be. That we should be where we would be. That we can be called friends of God. He didn't ask Abraham to do anything that he wasn't prepared to do himself. And God doesn't do that to us. He's gone before. He's shown us an example. Now we need to follow. Whenever conflict faces us, it doesn't matter who the issue stemmed from. We need to be prepared to follow God's lead. Romans 12:18 says this, "If it is possible, as much as depend on you, live at peace with all." So as far as God calls us to do, if it is possible, sometimes it's not, but if it's possible, live at peace with all people. But if conflict does arise, and it may do, here's another verse for us to cling on to. 2 Corinthians 5:18 says this, "All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation." That's what he's called us to. He's given every single Christian the ministry of reconciliation. We need to hold on to that. We need to live with that. Follow Abraham's example, but ultimately, follow God's example. John.